Awesome. Well, welcome to the number 19 again, Weird for Good in parentheses, number 19. Weird for Good online hangout and discussion. We're glad to have you back and glad to be back with Melissa Ford. Melissa, welcome back.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me back on the 19 revised repeat.
Yeah, redo, rehash. Actually, it's not a rehash. It's just a new one. We're just going to keep on moving forward. And but we did miss last week, not for lack of trying. Technology doesn't always work with us, so we'll.
Yeah, well, this is good. I'm glad to be back.
Awesome. I'm thrilled to have you, and I know our listeners are too. So if you want to find out more about Melissa Ford, look up empoweredcoachingsolutions.com on the web and get her information there. And of course, my name is Aaron Nichols, and I write the blog weirdforgood.com. And this week, again, we're just going to kind of toss around some ideas, the starting point being the last thing written that I put up last week. And the title is Because Why, Because Why, Because Why. And I think for me that was like kind of a little kid, you know, kind of brother-sister fight or something that I could relate to, like sort of a childish, I guess, sort of way to use the word because. And maybe that's what I'm getting at here in the whole writing as well. So, Melissa, this writing started out because of our last hangout, and because I chose to say some things that I caught myself in a little baby BS story. And talking to you, that stuff just really pops out to me. So, do you remember when we talked last that I said, oh, because we're running the restaurant now, we know it's so late when we get to bed, and we're always this kind of thing. Do you remember me even saying this last week together?
Yeah, I do. And I was thinking to myself when you said it, I never really thought anything about it, but I do remember you saying it, and I can't remember the context in which you were saying it, like why you said it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, honestly. I think we were just kind of wrapping up, and it was something that was thrown out there, but I sort of am leading to this thing that in these transitions that I'm going through and the stuff that we're choosing for ourselves in our life, there's a lot of new things, and it's sort of a lot of old stuff. Like maybe I was trying to give you the I'm so busy story that I always write and rail against here on the blog, and just kind of calling myself out and saying, you know, whenever I'm going to talk to someone else and or even to myself and use the word, well, because of XYZ, then XYZ has to occur. Like, because we run a restaurant, which means that you get off work at 11, then you automatically are going to be up late and all these things. Well, all that boils down to choices that I've made for myself. All those things are things that I have decided to do. So it's not really because of anything other than my choice.
So Very true.
Yeah, so when I'm using that, it's not like some big excuse for, oh, my life has to be a certain way because of this force I have no control over. It's really all about the choices that I made. And talking with you pops that out for me. So thank you for that presence you bring to these conversations.
You're welcome. You know, when I read your blog, my first thought was, I do remember you saying it, and I really didn't have a thought about it, but what I loved was that you caught it yourself, and that's really what I care about. That's whoever I work with, that's what I care about. You know, I coach people in their personal lives, in their professional lives, in their business lives, and I'm there to help them grow. And one of the ways that I try to help people do this is to teach them how to raise their own awareness. Because, you know, I'm not always there in their life, nor is it my role to be, you know, the lie detector cop or something. But really for them to begin to become aware, and for myself too, when am I telling myself a story? When am I lying to myself? When am I BSing myself so that I can actually start to own what it is that I do? And that's important because then I have freedom. You know, I'm not the victim of my life. So I love that you caught it. I didn't catch it. I mean, I just heard you say it, and I didn't really think much about it. But it's great you did, because that's where your power is, to catch yourself when you lie to yourself.
Well, and I think it's important, too, when I'm sharing online. I have this little space that I do. So this may seem simple to some people. You know, okay, well, you're talking about time you go to bed. That's not a big deal, right? But I think that it's bigger than that. It's like it's our inner stance. It's how do we interact with our life experience. Do I think that what happens, what occurs for me is a result of my choices, or do I think that